All right, a little music from Black Pistol Fire to get us going this morning, because Black Pistol Fire was a guest last night on the Resistance Disruptor series, and among other things, they were talking about food. So I thought, why don't we try to recreate something that they were talking about last night? Here's a little bit of what they were talking about.
Do you prefer a risotto over like an orzo?
Yes, definitely.
Or a couscous?
I like couscous too. I make couscous on backcountry camping trips that my girlfriend and I take. It's really easy. Just boil some water, and then I get like I'll already roasted chicken and brought that with me and have it in the cold back. Because it's backcountry, so you can't bring a big cooler, right? So you just have to like kind of really pack things in tight. And then just crush up a bunch of cashews, coconut, and currants, and just have that in with the chicken, and then just throw the boiling water in the couscous and throw it all in there, and it warms up, and it's just a nice little camping meal.
Nice. That's a really fancy camping meal.
Yes, but it's so simple.
Oh, and I should probably say good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Pat.
Dee's here with the beer. I've got the food, and I'm trying to recreate what he was just talking about there, that backwoods camping meal with the couscous and chicken and currants and cashews and coconut. It immediately made me think of kind of my favorite way to make chicken, which is in this coconut sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I'll just kind of change it up a little bit to fit what he's doing there.
Yeah. And by the way, I agree with Miranda. I'm like, that is way fancy. We do not eat like that when we camp.
Oh, no. That's, you know, hot dog on a stick over the fire.
You got that right.
That's how you cook when you're camping. Yeah. So, and then I took it even a little bit further in this nice sauce and stuff. The sauce is basically just coconut milk and some onions and some butter, and, you know, brown the chicken in a pan first and then put it all in the oven for like an hour, and you're good to go.
Sounds like it's pretty easy to make, even though it sounds fancy.
Very, very easy to make. Yeah, I served it over couscous this time. Normally, there's potatoes in the dish itself.
Okay.
And that's your starch. But over the couscous, I thought I'd give that a shot. And then I changed up the topping to the coconuts and currant and such. So what are we pairing this with today?
So I went back and forth as to what to pair it with, and I kind of just went back to the basic fundamentals of pairing. So like,
you're gonna have to teach me those one of these days.
Sure. Like, so complementing flavors and matching flavors.
Okay.
Are basically the two things you kind of look for, right? So with this having the coconut in it, it gave me the opportunity to bring out this young blood beer. It's called The Tale of Midnight Bill. It's a milk stout. It's got toasted coconut in it. It's fantastic. Higher ABV on this bad boy, 8% coming in. The lactose in there.
In a big can on top of it.
I know, right? I know. Just take it easy a little bit. But
That's 7 o'clock in the morning.
We could do it, dude. But that lactose that's added into that really gives it a nice, rich body, and that sweetness of the coconut. Hopefully, the idea is the sweetness of the coconut will bring out more of the coconut flavors in the dish.
Okay, and then for the coconut, I just took a bag of unsweetened coconut that you buy in the store, and I toasted it a little bit in a pan.
Yummo.
So it's got a little crunch to it as well. So let's give this a shot and see how this goes together. Oh, the other thing that I put in here is chorizo, and unfortunately, I didn't find a very good chorizo, so that's a little more bland than it usually is.
Okay, gotcha.
Well,
gotcha.
Let's give it a shot.
Yummy.
So I can, definitely taste the coconut there.
Yeah.
And you're right. That really does bring out the coconut notes to the beer and the food as well.
And the savory notes that are in the meats that are there. That really goes well together too. A beer like this is going to be a good choice to pair too with like something like a beef curry or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe you wouldn't ordinarily think to pair it with.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So taking the cue from the guys in Black Pistol Fire and our little backwoods camping meal today with couscous, chicken, currants, cashews, and coconut, pairing that today with
Youngblood Beer Company's The Tale of Midnight Bill. It's a milk stout with toasted coconut.
All right. We eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.